and now you can live in it for 1 hour each week right here on Podcast One. Hey, guys, do me a favor. I know this is totally annoying, but do it anyway. Take a survey for me. Help my podcast stay free to download with minimal ads. So your responses help us do that. The survey is short. It's totally anonymous. It won't take more than 5 minutes. So you can either go to podcastone.com/mysurvey or go to podcastone.com and click on the survey banner. And look, if you filled out a survey before in the past, thank you so much. Absolutely appreciate it. But we still need you to do it again. Please, please. All of us at Heather Dubrow's World and Dr. and Mrs. Giddy Pig and Podcast One, you will be doing us a huge favor by filling it out. So thank you so much for supporting my program and for taking the time to complete the survey. Welcome back, everybody. Hi, Natalie.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Fun weekend.
I know.
Crazy weekend.
It was a good time.
It really was. Well, let's just start with the Super Bowl because...
Yeah.
No, let's not start with the Super Bowl. You know what we have to start with? Huh. Terry is so embarrassing.
Why?
Because, all right, last Wednesday, after we were done taping our Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig podcast, we went out to Catch for dinner here in L.A. And Terry goes, do you see who that is? And I said, no. And he goes, that's Logan Paul. Okay. What, am I 120? I didn't know who Logan Paul was. He's a YouTube Viner.
Okay.
He's a YouTube guy, a Viner.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah. My kids know. He does splits and he does. But, you know, Terry reads everything. He knows everyone, whatever. So he goes over to the guy and talks to him and he brings him over. And he was so sweet.
Yeah.
And his brother, Jake, is a Disney star who actually we met at the premiere of Adventures in Babysitting.
Mm, okay.
Really sweet. So cute boys, whatever. But this guy, Logan, super tall, whatever. So we say hi. We take a picture with him. He leaves. And Terry and I are there talking, whatever. And then a while later, Terry went to the restroom. And then I'm like, where is he? And I turn around. And he's talking to Logan Paul again and motioning me to come over. So now I walk over there. I'm going, oh, my God. And he says to Logan, will you do the splits? Can I film it? Because my kids love
in
that.
In the middle of the restaurant.
In the middle of the restaurant. And Logan looks at him and says, well, I'm kind of wearing jeans. And then his friend's like, hey, Logan, you want to go do a shot? They walk away. And I looked at him and I went, oh, you're so embarrassing. Do you remember what he did with me with Pee Wee Herman? With Paul Rubens?
I do.
Have I told that story here?
I don't.
Well, if I haven't, I'll just refresh you. So I was at Debbie Mazar's wedding and Paul Rubens came up to me and I was on That's Life at the time on CBS. Paul Rubens came up to me and I'm a huge Paul Rubens fan and a huge Pee Wee Herman fan. You know, he plays Pee Wee Herman, but I mean, I love him as an actor and also as a character. But this was like at a period of time where he wasn't really doing Pee Wee. It was before Pee Wee got resurrected and the whole thing. So he comes up to me and he was so sweet. He's like, oh, hi, Heather. He's kind of quiet. I just want to say I really like your show and I enjoy your work. And I was like, oh my gosh, thank you. Yeah. That's so kind. So we're having this nice conversation and Terry walks over and goes, oh my God, you've got to do Pee Wee for her. She loves Pee Wee.
No.
And he looks at him and goes, oh, I don't do that. And he like walked away and I was going, oh my
Mortified.
God. Mortified. So when this Logan Paul thing happened, I looked at him and I go, really? That's two.
So I don't get it. Is Terry a big fan of this guy or something?
Of Logan Paul?
Yes.
Well, you know, it's like when you see someone that your kids love and you want to do it, which I understand, but this is a guy who gets irritated if someone wants to take a picture while he's eating. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
totally.
And then you're going to ask this guy to do a split in the middle of the restaurant.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
He's so embarrassing.
Oh, Terry.
I know. This is a total non sequitur, but do you know that Nordstrom has they've modified the return policy?
What are they? What
I'm happy
now?
For them because, you know, as it stands now, you could buy something anywhere in the whole world with no tag and just bring it there
be
like, hey, you know, I bought this and I just don't like it. And they're like, okay, here's $20. You know, they just anything.
Yeah. But don't you feel like that's kind of why they've been so successful because their return policy is just so open? And
I think their return policy is great, but you do get into a category of people who you know,
take advantage.
We'll buy things, wear them, and then return them.
Absolutely.
And I don't think that's okay. It's not a, you know, it's not a borrowing situation.
Yeah. So what is their return policy now?
So they're modifying it a bit. They didn't go into all the details, but they're going to look at certain people, like they're going to take it on a more case by case basis. So if someone's returning something, they can see in their history that they've actually bought and returned more than they've bought and kept, that's going to be start to be a red flag for them.
Oh, my goodness.
I think that's great.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't, yeah, because I have known people that do that.
I'm sure you do.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
And we always talk about this. Like, I thought I was wearing that skirt from Target recently that everyone loved. It doesn't cost a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Like, good taste and great style doesn't have to cost a lot of money. You just have to know what to look for and put it together well. So if you can't afford the dress at Nordstrom, go somewhere else.
Exactly.
But don't buy it and wear it and return it. Because that's not fair to the person who then walks in and wants to wear it, and now they're wearing a dress that's already been worn.
Yeah, I agree.
Haven't you ever done that? Haven't you ever gone to try something on and there's makeup all over it or deodorant stains? And you just go, that's uncool.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, good for you, Nordstrom. Appreciate that. Oh, did you hear about Jamie Lynn Spears' daughter?
Well, you mentioned it a little bit earlier, but I didn't know the whole story.
Yeah. So I guess what happened was her daughter, she's an 8-year-old daughter, Maddie, and she was on this ATV, like on their property, and the parents were right there.
Yeah.
And she went to avoid a grate or a ditch or something, and the thing rolled into a pond.
Oh.
And they ran in, and she was so strapped in there, they couldn't get her out.
Oh.
And but the ambulance got there incredibly fast, resuscitated her, airlifted her out of there, and she seems to be doing better.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank God.
That must be, like, just a parent's biggest...
Worst nightmare. Yeah. Worst nightmare. But thank God. And so our prayers go out to little Maddie.
Thank God they were there.
I know.
Imagine if they weren't.
Terrible. So scary. Hug your kids a little tighter tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. On to happier things. You know what's so funny? So Friday night, we went to... My friend, the Bellows have this restaurant, Mr. G's. Mm-hmm. It's so yummy. It's so good. But we took Kat and Coco with us, and they were hilarious. They loved it. They have homemade pasta, and Jason, the chef, came out and took them back so they could see the kitchen and all that. So Katarina decides she's going to do a food blog.
Okay. She
has a lot of YouTube channels, a lot of food blogs. I can't remember what she's calling it. I have to go look at it. Uh-huh. But anyway, so she's doing restaurant reviews now. But her review was hilarious.
I sent it
to the Bellows. They're like, that's very accurate. They're like, the service was good. They were very busy. Okay. Took a little time to get our pasta, but it was well worth it.
Okay.
Best pasta I've ever had. Oh, no, it was a very good review. She had a good time.
Little entrepreneur, Katarina.
She's so funny. Cute. She said to me last night, she's like, can we go out to dinner tonight? I go, no, it's a school night. We're going to be home. We're having dinner together at home. I go, why do you want to go out? She said, well, I need to write a review.
Why doesn't she do it of Jackie?
That's what I said. I said, why can't you do a review of yours? She goes, because other people can't eat in the kitchen. So that is a very good point.
So
that was Friday. And then we ended up hanging out later with our friends who happened to be at the same restaurant. It was fun. And then Saturday I went to one of my very dear friend's daughter's bat mitzvah, who I've known since before she was 2 years old.
Oh.
Beautiful service.
Was it?
Oh, my God. Now, look, I've been to many a bat mitzvah in my day.
Yeah.
You know, I have to say this was one of the best services.
Why is that?
I thought that the rabbi and the cantor were very good. They kept it moving.
Okay.
I didn't look at my phone once.
Oh, wow.
I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
I've been at other bat and bar mitzvahs where I've glanced at the phone.
Mm-hmm.
What time is it? But I didn't. First of all, they were such good singers, and the rabbi was harmonizing with the cantor. They were very good. I don't know. The service was really terrific. And even at the end, the rabbi gave the speech to the girl, which was almost like a women's lib speech. He was talking about Moses and Moses' mother and how, you know, certain women in history, if they had not been there, then we would not have had these people. I mean, it was unbelievable. I thought it was great. But it was such a crazy day. So Max was my date for the service because Terry was working and Nikki had a thing to go to. So she came with me, and then I had to rush off to Terry and I did I'm stuttering today. I don't know what is wrong with me. We rushed off to do a few episodes of Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig for E! News, which was so fun. And I have to tell you, I'll let you know when they're going to be on, but we have a couple of fun experiments coming for E! News. We tested waist trainers, thigh slimmers, and some new, like, crazy, weird facial toning things and boards. And
oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's so funny.
But anything good?
Some good.
Yeah?
Some not so good.
Okay.
You know us. We're honest about it.
Know,
if it doesn't work,
I'm
tell you. So you're going to have to watch for E! News. And then that night we went to the party for the bat mitzvah.
Yeah.
Which was so cute and so fun. And
I love it.
I just love how, you know, at bat mitzvahs and stuff and Sweet 16s, they do step and repeats now, like you're on a red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
It's so special to have the backdrop for the pictures and everything. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was really fun. And I saw a lot of people I hadn't seen in a long time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was fun. We had a really, really good time. And then Sunday, it was Super Bowl.
I know. That was fun.
That game.
So intense.
Did you stay for the end?
Yeah.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of tequila. No, this is what I loved about the game, the whole thing. First of all, we had this beautiful party, fun people. We had like, I don't know, were there like 60 people?
A little more than that.
Yeah.
With
the kids. Mm-hmm. Seven. Maybe there were like 30 kids there.
Yeah.
And we hired these two coaches. The coaches were amazing.
Yeah. They were
awesome. They had them outside running the kids around and games and all this. And then when the sun went down, I turned around and they're face painting. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, I didn't know you did all that stuff.
Yeah,
great.
Rock stars for
no,
sure.
The kids had so much fun. The adults had fun. I just, you know what? It's funny. We spent so much time building the darn house that now that it's done, I love having people over.
Yeah. It's the perfect house to host. A party.
What's funny to me is everyone likes hanging out downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Like no one.
That's what we talked about when we were doing the walkthrough. The caterers were like, everyone's going to be downstairs. No one's going to want to be up here because it's so, like, that's perfect. That's the perfect place to host a Super Bowl party.
Absolutely. I feel like when we do a party, maybe when the weather's good and the, you know,
that'll
people are in the pool, that'll be more
vibe.
Like in the kitchen family room. But yeah, that downstairs is so fun.
It was such a cool vibe.
Oh, yeah. We laughed a lot. We had a great time.
Yeah.
We had the flip book people there, and oh, it was so fun.
That dessert table was insane.
Oh, my gosh. I know. Brooke from Bang Pop Shop. Yeah. My God. She does all the desserts for all my parties. If you want to see some of the pictures, I post them on Instagram, or you can go see her Instagram.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
Yeah, that was
love
awesome.
Her. No, it was just, it was like a great group of people. Everyone was in a good mood.
Yeah.
One of our friends, Drew Pinsky, brought, he and Susan bought this psychic friend of theirs.
I know, because you asked him. Last or a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he brought her.
Yeah.
She was intense.
I didn't even know that they were going to actually bring her.
Oh, no, they called me.
Yeah. Oh, they did.
He's so cool. I love them.
They're so sweet.
Oh, my God. They were so many fun people.
Uh-huh.
I didn't like the food.
I know.
The hors d'oeuvres. So we had it catered. I really liked the hors d'oeuvres. Those were good. But like little things, like I feel like I stopped micromanaging. I need to micromanage a little more, like dumb things. I wanted chips and popcorn and pretzels in brown paper bags rolled down. By the way, it's the best entertaining tip. Instead of putting out those huge plastic bowls of things that everyone's going to stick their hands into and they take up a lot of room, little brown paper bags, you just roll them down and you put the popcorn and the chips or whatever in there. And that way everyone can just pick up a bag.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't roll them. They cut them.
So that's what bothered you.
It bugged me. It looked weird.
I didn't think so.
But I didn't like that.
Yeah.
I wanted it to look like, you know, when you were walking down the street in Manhattan and you buy
a little thing of peanuts kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted it to look like that. But besides that, it was great. Bartenders were great. Everyone was drinking my tequila drink from Cabo.
Were they really?
Yeah. Everyone was drinking that Patron Silver and soda with the tahine.
Oh, my gosh.
Around the rim. Oh, so
You're
good.
You're a trendsetter.
I don't know about that, but goodness. I didn't drink champagne the whole night.
Really?
Look at me.
Wow.
So different.
Big changes.
Big, big changes. I love having a drink or a snack or something that I can share with people. It's fun. Like RX Bar. RX Bar makes a whole food protein bar that completely stands out in the crowd. They are upfront and direct with their core ingredients. You know what? I love the packaging. It's really clean. It's cool. RX Bar cuts through the cluttered world of protein bars. They have a base of dates, nuts, and 12 grams of protein. Gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free. What the heck is in this thing? Because it's yummy. No added sugar, artificial ingredients. RX Bars come in 9 delicious flavors and are perfect for a breakfast on the go, midday snack, or before or after you work out. So a bunch of the flavors are chocolate sea salt, blueberry. That one's my favorite, by the way. Coconut chocolate, maple sea salt, peanut butter, mint chocolate, coffee chocolate, apple cinnamon, and seasonally they have pumpkin spice. They let their ingredients do the talking, and they're not about telling people what they should or shouldn't do. What they do is they present people with the facts and let them make their own choice. Protein bars. There are so many out there. How do you know what to choose? RX Bar. You might not have heard of them yet, but you need to know them. They are the cleanest protein bar out there, and they actually taste good, unlike a lot of the other chalky, kind of yucky, artificial tasting ones. Look, everyone's trying to get back in shape. The weather's going to get good soon. Now's the time for RX Bar. And guess what? New customers can get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to rxbar.com/Heather. Seriously, RX Bar is such a cool new protein bar. You're going to love it. Convenient, clean ingredients, and it tastes awesome. Go to rxbar.com/Heather. So let's talk about your boyfriend. I got a lot of Instagram comments.
Well, let's just tell the world.
Go ahead.
You spoke two words to him after all this talk of.
That's true.
Got to meet him. And then he said two words. And he's like, that's it? That's all she wants.
Well, you guys got there late.
Got there a little bit late. Not that late.
Oh, my God. It was like an hour and a half to 2 hours into the party.
No, it was an hour.
What time did you get there?
It was probably like an hour and 20 minutes.
Okay, so like an hour and a half. But an hour and a half into a party, I've now had at least two tequilas.
I didn't think you were going to be that tipsy yet.
Oh, I wasn't. But I'm just saying, you know, when you're hosting a party, you are like,
totally.
You know, you have to walk around, and I wanted to make sure the kids were. It's different when all the children are there, because I was constantly walking through the house to make sure that all the kids were occupied and they were happy and no one was being left out. And then there was a few moments where Coco ran in crying because she got hit with a frisbee that I had to deal with. And so there was a lot of that going on.
Yes.
But he's very cute.
Yeah, he's cute, right?
He's very cute. He seemed very sweet. You know what I think my problem was, is that I felt like anything I say, he was waiting for the interrogation.
No, I mean, he went into it knowing, okay, they're about to pick me apart. So when he was talking to Drew, he talked to Drew actually for a while.
Yeah, Drew Pinsky liked him.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. I was going to ask him.
He didn't say he liked him for you.
Stop! Don't say that!
I'm just kidding. No, but you know what, Natalie, you and I always talk about this.
Yes.
This is true. By the way, I'm telling you, great job, super cute, very nice.
Yes.
Not saying anything like that. All I'm saying is you and I talk about a lot of times, I don't believe there's just one.
No, I agree. And I think you can have multiple soulmates. Like, I think you can have a soulmate in a friend and in, you know, a significant other.
I agree with that. But you know what's interesting, which I really just thought of? When people say soulmate, I think I've always thought it's someone you were born to be with and the connection's just there. But you know what? I don't think that anymore.
What do you think?
I think when you have a soulmate, your souls are connected in some way. But I think that's something that can grow, meaning that their souls grow together.
Mm-hmm.
I really think so.
And do you feel like you can have like a soul? Like, I feel like one of my sisters is for sure like a soulmate to me. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I have a different connection with her. That doesn't mean obviously anything like that. But I mean, I think the same thing with a significant other. I think you can have multiple people that you can be with and have that connection with.
I totally agree. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think you're saying the same thing I am, is that it's not like you're born and like, oh, there's your soulmate and you either meet them or you don't.
Exactly.
It's like there's multiple people that you could end up with. Mm-hmm. It just sort of depends which path you end up taking.
Exactly.
And, but I think it grows and that's where the connection comes from. Yeah. All right. So our psychic friend.
Yeah. Khalees. Yep.
So pretty, so sweet.
So sweet.
Oh, loved her.
Psychic medium.
Uh-huh. All right, so she gave us both readings.
Yeah. Oh, wait, so she gave you a reading?
Just a short one. She was like, you know what, you have so many people here. It was at the end of the night, but she gave me like a mini reading. She's like, I'd love to when you're focused and, you know, we can sit down. And
yeah.
So, but if you asked me what she told me, I just don't remember. I wasn't drunk. No. I just, you know what happens. I'm telling you, there's so
especially many parties. There's just so much going on.
And it was so fun. And the end of the game was so exciting. And all right, well, I'll tell you about that after. First, tell me what she said about Ryan.
Okay. So he was sitting with me and then she basically looked at him and was like, the energy just wants me to tell you that you need to possibly step away because I can't give her a full reading with you here. So
she kicked him to the curb.
Totally.
Is he mad at her like he's mad at me?
No. He's not even mad at you.
I'm just kidding.
And so she basically said that him and I need to live together first before even thinking about marriage or any of that. She goes, you guys have to live together. And she goes, but I feel like you need to give it at least 2 years. You guys need to go through some things and grow together. But I do see him as like your, he's a very strong individual, but like your pillar, like your.
That's good.
Yeah. So, but she said she definitely sees me, you know, that he could potentially be the man I marry.
All right, good. But I like that she thinks you should figure it out.
Yes. No, it definitely was. It wasn't like a.
You two look really cute together.
You think so?
I do.
Oh, good.
How could you not? You're both gorgeous.
Oh, thank
God,
you.
The children you'd have.
Stop.
No, when we get back from skiing, we'll do a dinner.
Yeah.
Because I do want to get to know him. But yes. It's like, you know, you're at a party. There's all these people there. You can't sit there and be like, so,
yeah.
Where'd you grow up? In Minnesota? Oh, great. So how was that?
Yeah. No, I know.
What's your mother like?
We need a more intimate setting.
Yeah.
Sure.
You got to just hang out and be. That's too much pressure at a party.
I agree.
But man, that party was fun. So this is what happened. So Terry and Mike, our friend, bet on the game.
Okay.
And they bet on the Patriots. So, yeah. Of course, the end of the game is coming and it's bleak.
Right.
It's looking bleak. And Nancy, Mike's wife, Nancy and I are going, oh, great. There goes our Valentine's Day. There you go. It's going down the tubes. And then when they came back, we were like, yes, we're in.
I remember you guys were both jumping up and down. It was the funniest thing.
So what an exciting game.
That was awesome.
Man, Brady.
I like games like that.
Me
because
too.
When it's like, you know, just, you just know one's going to win over the other. It's boring. It's like, just.
I mean, that was the most exciting Super Bowl game I've ever seen. I would imagine it's the most exciting one in history. I mean, it was the first time they ever went into overtime.
I know.
Isn't that crazy? That.
Yep. What'd you think about Lady Gaga?
I loved her.
So good.
What did you think?
I thought she was fantastic.
You know, it was so funny. At the beginning of the game when they were singing the national anthem, I was sitting next to Lance Bass. By the way, he and his husband are just the loveliest couple. I just adore them. Anyway, so I'm sitting next to Lance and I go, you've done this, right? Like sing the national anthem. And he's like, yeah, we did the halftime show with Aerosmith. And I'm like, oh, right. Never mind. Oopsies.
Oh, that little show.
Oh, right. But what's funny is I went back and watched it.
What? Oh, you went and saw his halftime performance?
Yeah, I went and saw it.
Uh-huh.
And I was exactly remembered. Britney and the sock on her arm and the whole deal.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
Yeah, it was very, very good. So that was cool. I loved Lady Gaga. I thought she was amazing.
She was singing live for most of it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I loved her acrobatics. And I loved that Pink came out because people were saying, oh, you're copying Pink with your flying through the air. And Pink came out and said, you know what? Many people have flown before me, including Peter Pan and so-and-so. And Gaga
right.
killed it. Just squashed it. Loved that.
Yeah.
And I love Pink. And then people were commenting on her stomach.
I know.
The heck is wrong with people?
Seriously.
Listen.
Like, give her a break.
By the way, her body's insane.
Yeah.
And you knew what the truth was? Those were fast costume changes. If she had a moment that she could have just pulled the briefs up,
yep.
No one would have said anything.
Yep, I agree.
It was just like in an unfortunate position.
Mm-hmm.
But man, she still looked incredible.
I know.
This chick flies through the air, sings her butt off, blows the stage away, and
then
that's what we're talking
really
about.
Killed about her body, I know.
Man.
People have very high standards for
I guess, but come on. I just think that's kooky. You want to know something weird? People were taking pictures of my house.
I know, but I mean, you're saying without them in the book.
Yes.
It's just like of the house
yes.
by itself.
That's weird.
That's very weird.
I don't care. If someone's over, they want to take a picture of themselves. You know, who cares? But it was like this one person.
Do you ever feel like they're going to like sell it to somebody or?
No, I don't. I don't think anyone's going to do anything like that.
Yeah.
But I just feel like it's weird.
Right.
Like, don't
you don't take it as like a compliment because they find things.
No, I don't want my things copied and I don't know. I find it odd.
Yeah.
Don't take pictures of my house. Get out. Off the list. Not invited anymore. Okay. Do you know they added 1,000 new words to the dictionary?
When was this?
1,000 new words.
Oh,
just recently. But I thought it was cool. One of the words they added is facepalm.
Facepalm.
Yeah, when you put your hand in your head in your hands because you're embarrassed.
Oh, really?
Facepalm.
Okay.
It's in the dictionary now. What can I tell you? All right, here's our new segment. Hi, Heather. I went to the dispensary, a new dispensary, because I wanted to get this particular thing that I'd read about. And I walked in, and the girl's like, hi, Heather. I'm like, hi. She goes, oh, I give her my card and everything. She goes, oh, I tell her what I'm looking for. She goes, oh yeah, go upstairs. So I went upstairs. Beautiful, beautiful place. It's called People. I do not sponsor them. I'm just telling you. It's called People's OC Medical Marijuana Dispensary in Santa Ana. It's gorgeous. It looks like a high-end restaurant. And then you go upstairs and these girls are so lovely and they're so helpful and everything. And I said, you know, I'm looking for this topical rub. And they're like, okay, great. In the middle of all this, this guy comes over to me, a customer, and says, oh my God, hi, Heather. Can I take a picture with you? Because my girlfriend, and I'm in the, a customer, and I'm in the middle of the dispensary, and I go, and someone comes over, he goes, excuse me, sir, but you're not allowed to take pictures in here. And I was like, oh, maybe when I'm done.
Don't buy all my creams and things.
So he leaves. And so I go over. All right. But this is what I got. I got this thing. It's gold medicated rub. Okay. And it's THC, but it's topical. You don't, by the way, you do not get high from topical. Okay. You don't get high, but it helps with pain. And I've been using it on my sciatica.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So good.
Really?
I totally feel a difference.
So you won't need like your epidural shots or any of that.
I haven't had one in years, but I'm trying to avoid going back. Right. So I've been using the gold medicated rub. I love it. And one thing I thought was interesting was they have a whole display of edibles, like, you know, that have THC and CBD oil in them that are gummy bears and all these different things. And I said, how could you ever buy that if you have children in your house? Mm-hmm. That's scary because if they thought it was candy and went in your drawer or something. Yeah. And they told me that the laws are changing.
Okay.
And that they're going to make edibles not attractive to children.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Isn't that good?
Yeah. Like, what would they put it in?
I have no idea. But whatever they're going to do with it, it's going to be not like gummy bear candies and things that children would want to eat.
Right.
It's going to be things that don't appeal to children, which I think is fantastic. I keep talking about this, but marijuana is legal. It's going to be a part of our lives. And just like after Prohibition and people had to figure out alcohol, that's where we are.
Yeah.
And the question is, you know, what is it? How do you use it? Is it beneficial? How do you use it? Like, you know, we know how to drink and drive, but you know, what about people that are going to be smoking and driving? What is that?
Yep.
So it's something that we really need to follow and keep up on. And you know, we're going to have to educate our kids about. So there you go. Hi, Heather. I liked it. Beauty tip of the week, Neosporin on zits.
Oh my God. I use that.
Do you do that?
I do.
Do you know what's terrible? I have a zit right now. This is TMI. In my nose. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like it's in the tip of my nose. Mm-hmm. I can't find it. It's like inside somewhere.
Yeah.
And it just hurts when I move my face.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you put Neosporin on it?
No. It was just a second totally
just a
random comment. But here's the thing. You know, I used to put topical cortisone on a zit, which is really helpful, but it thins your skin out. So that's something you can only do like once a year, once in a blue moon. But Neosporin's great on pimples. And it keeps it moist. It doesn't dry it out so you won't scar. For our hippest, hottest, newest this week, okay, forget cupcakes, forget macaroons. The latest craze, you ready for this? Dough.
I saw that.
D-O, dough. Cookie dough confections in Manhattan. They have a store in the Village. You go in there and like, you know when you see big tubs of gelato and you have a scooper and all that? They scoop out the cookie dough and they put it on a cone. They put it in a cup. They'll bake it and put raw stuff in the middle. I mean, it's crazy what they're doing with it.
Yeah, they're exploding this company.
Huge. And they have gluten-free and dairy-free and nut-free. I mean, anything you could possibly think of. I'm dying to have this. We've got to get some.
I know. I tried calling them yesterday. They had no one answered.
I know.
And they won't deliver because they're
so overwhelmed. Yeah. There's no delivery. if you live in the Village in Manhattan or near there, you've got to go over there. Dough. I'm desperate. And someone buy it and send it to me, please. All right. Terry's here because we're going to be taping Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig next, but maybe he'll come say hi. In any event, don't forget, you can get the automated emails. So all you have to do is go to podcastone.com/Heather, and then on the bottom, you just sign up, and every time a new show comes up, you'll get an email. So you will never miss an episode. We have a cool show today. Kate Flannery's going to be here. Yay. But before we get there, I got to talk to you about Lyft. Lyft, this is cool. You want to make $500? Listen to this. What are you doing right now? Are you between jobs? Kids away at college? You want to make a little extra money? Are you an actress who wants to make money in between auditions? Or hey, maybe you're a stay-at-home mom and you want something to do while the kids are at school? Drive for Lyft, the ride-sharing app that lets you be your own boss pick your own hours, and earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car. Look, there's other ride-sharing apps out there, but everyone likes driving for Lyft the best because they treat their drivers right. A lot of people started as customers, and now they drive for Lyft. It's a really flexible way to make extra money, and it pays up to $35 an hour. And you can drive anytime, morning, night, weekend. All you do is flip into driver mode, and you start making money. Plus, and this is cool, only Lyft drivers can earn tips from within the app. Those add up fast. And you don't have to wait days or weeks to get paid. You can cash out instantly with Express Pay. It all adds up. It's super flexible. You keep your own tips and you get paid when you need the extra cash. So sign up today at Lyft.com/Heather. That's Lyft.com/Heather. And right now, Lyft has a special offer for our listeners. Get this, a $500 new driver bonus when you sign up using our show. Just go to Lyft.com/Heather today so you can start making some extra money and get your $500 new driver bonus. Limited time only. Restrictions apply. That's Lyft.com/Heather. Lyft.com/Heather. Oh my gosh, Kate Flannery is here. I'm so excited. All right, stay tuned.
A few weeks ago, over 400,000 people listened to my interview with Adam Carolla. I'm Steve Bertone, host of the Forbes interview. Thank you for your incredible support. This week, check out my chat with hip-hop giant Jason Derulo.
What was your first kind of real payday?
It was my first publishing check. It wasn't crazy, man. It was maybe like $90,000 or something like that.
That's crazy to me.
Subscribe to the Forbes interview on iTunes now, and be sure to give it a rating and review.
This is Heather Dubrow's World. Here's Heather.
Please welcome Kate Flannery.
Hi.
I'm so excited to have you here. You're like, you're comedy royalty.
Well, I dub the comedy. What am I saying? No, thank you. That's a very intimidating thing for you to say.
No, you're so fabulous.
Starting off with a bang, everybody. Here we go. Queen of confidence over here.
And, wah, wah. You know, you do every, I love multi-talented people. It's because, you know, I started as a musical theater person, so
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I sing and all that, but I love, like, you're such a good singer, and I didn't know about the lampshades. I have so much I want to. It's so, by the way, were the lampshades based on Marty and Elaine from the Dresden Room?
We created them before I got to LA, and then I didn't do it for a long time, and then I've been doing it for an.
Have you seen Marty
years.
And Elaine?
Of course. We've been in the same room. I feel like I'm going to explode when I'm there.
By the way, they were 80 them. When I used to watch them 20 years ago. Like, how are they? They're like the Crypt Keeper.
They are amazing. They are the most. They have the most amazing interpretations of the popular song. I mean, it's like the most twisted. That synthesizer that she plays and her eye makeup, and they wear those matching, like, figure skating champion outfits.
It's the most. So Natalie doesn't know because she's a fetus. Yes. But so there's this couple, Marty and Elaine, and they play at the Dresden Room, and it's so 70s and
they do
kooky.
Like lounge versions of, like, you know, Staying Alive, as okay. If that's not loungy enough. Yeah. You know, these boots.
But the lampshades, because I didn't know you did the lampshades. So are you still performing as the lampshades?
We are. Actually, we've got a gig. We're playing Flappers this week, and we're opening for Richard Cheese at the El Rey on February 25th.
That is. So it's you and
yes.
Scott Robinson.
Yes.
Very
funny.
We've
been doing
guy.
It forever, like, literally in Hollywood for the last 15 years, which is so crazy.
But it's hilarious. All right, so just explain to people what it is.
It's the Lampshades is a two-person dying lounge act, and we do mashups of 70s and 80s songs. But it's I mean, that kind of, yeah, but it's more interesting than that, if that makes any sense.
It is. It's so interesting. It's so funny. And but I didn't realize what a good singer you were.
Well, you have to be able to sing well enough to make fun of other singers, and that's what I feel like I'm doing. So I'm making fun of my own, I guess.
But that's not easy to do, because you actually, so you're spoofing your singing.
Yes.
But then you actually are a singer.
Well, yeah, recently, in the last 2.5 years, I've been touring with Jane Lynch. I'm mm-hmm. her sidekick. And she is, I love Jane for a million reasons. She's hilarious and fun, and she puts together a great show. But the music is really difficult, because we sing with this 5-piece band. And
so see Jane sing,
yes.
Okay. Now, did you do that Christmas album with her before you did that?
No, we just did that on the fly this fall. It just kind of happened.
See, I had no idea what it was, because Natalie's obsessed with Christmas music. So I just put things on and I went to listen to it, but I assumed it was going to be funny.
Right.
But it's just fabulous.
Yeah. I mean, there's a little humor, but it is musically savvy. If I do say so.
What is See Jane Sings like? Is it a comedy performance?
Yeah, it's similar. I mean, it's all the same people, and it's just, but it's kind of Jane's one person show. But the joke is that it's everybody keeps popping out of the woodwork. I mean, I come in out during the second song, just like, what are you doing here? You know, it's just ridiculous. Like, you know, we'll be in weird places like Minneapolis. You know, I'm here for the Mary Tyler Moore contest. You know, like I always come up with some lame excuse for
for why you're here.
I've been on the, you know, and it gets revealed that clearly I've been, riding first class with her the whole way, you know.
Isn't it fun? I mean, there's nothing like performing live.
It's awesome. And I'll tell you, it's been really fun because we get to write our own jokes and it feels, you know, it's really fun. And most of them are better than the one I just told. But we get to play the Kennedy Center this summer and we did like 22 shows in 20 days in 9 cities. And it was like, oh my God, I mean, I haven't toured like that in like 20 years. And I didn't know if I could do it. Jane had more faith in me than I had in myself, you know?
That's amazing. I met her a few times. The first time I met her, I was co-hosting Good Day LA and she was a guest on the show. And she said to me, we were asking her, you know, for advice. And she said, always say yes.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Always say
I
yes.
do feel like I it's almost like I have a terminal illness and I'm just moving as fast as I can. I don't know what it is. Sometimes I look at my schedule, I'm like, what? Am I going to die like a month? What am I doing? You know, but I do feel like it is an energy thing. And I feel like the more you do say yes to things, the more comes to you,
work begets work.
It does. And I'm sort of having a documentary in my head of all the weird experiences I've had, you know, because things get crazy.
But that's so interesting. But that's a personality type. I feel like I'm like that too. Like I'll say to my agent, so I'm doing this and this and this and this. What else can I be doing? Is that crazy?
So
but you're the same way.
Yeah, I am. Because I'm working on a cartoon right now and I'm doing some guest star stuff and I'm touring. And I mean, we've been gone like at least 2 weekends a month for the last 2.5 years, if not more. So it's kind of crazy.
So screw ageism. Right?
Right. No, it's true. Yeah.
Because I feel like when I was in my 20s and early 30s, I that seems like the sweet spot.
But, sure.
And I thought, oh God, I got to make it happen now.
Right.
Because if I don't, it's over.
Yes.
I don't believe that anymore.
I still feel like that, though. I got to make it happen now or it's over.
But not because of my age.
No, exactly.
Just because we're all insecure and we're like, they're going to find out I'm not talented.
Absolutely.
And they're going to know I'm fooling everyone.
It's so true.
It doesn't matter how many Emmys you win or how successful your show is.
It's true. Yeah. Well, yeah. I do think women in general tend to work much harder than men. And I'm going to make the bold statement.
Say
yes,
it.
Women, come on. We're always.
What would your husband say about that?
My boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
When I'm married. He would agree. I mean, he works really hard too. But you know, it's I feel like there it's that oh I always bring it down to that, you know, Ginger Rogers statement. It's like she does everything that Fred Astaire does, but backwards and in heels and in a crazy dress.
It's
a beautiful
so
dress.
It's
like,
true.
It's like, that's what we have. We always have to like do this, you know, we have to do it bigger, better, and backwards.
And get paid less for
Yeah, yeah, and be grateful, you know?
How do you manage a relationship when you're traveling so much?
It's really hard, Heather. No, it's actually awesome.
You're like, time apart is good. Room service is good.
It is. Actually, my boyfriend and I, we've been together, it'll be 11 years next month, and we do not live together. So distance lends
Now, why is that? Because I've been trying to tell this one over here that living together is overrated. You
it
need
is
your
overrated.
Own space.
And you know what? We never, nothing ever escalates because it's like, you know what? I'll just go home. I'll see you later. Like
time
nothing,
out.
But have
yeah,
you ever lived
out.
With somebody before?
I have.
And how did that work?
It was a kind of a nightmare. Yeah, it was kind of a nightmare.
Is it you, Kate?
No, I'm
totally kidding.
It might be. I know, if all the common denominators are me. No, but you know, it was a nightmare. But also, I moved in much too fast. I think I just knew, like, the last guy, like, I think it was like 8 weeks or something. And it was bad. It was, you know what? It was bad because I felt like I was negotiated out of all my boundaries with that guy. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, which is a bad thing, you know, and you feel like you're doing things like, why am I don't want to do this. What am I doing? But right. You feel like you, you know,
7 years though.
That's... Oh no, this guy's
now,
the
this
best.
Is the boyfriend.
Yes,
we love him.
Yes, yes.
We just have separate quarters.
But this one. I'm
okay.
Saying,
we
crazy,
have to, we have to scroll back for a second to, The Office.
Of course.
Cause this is what I'm curious about. So it's a huge hit show in England.
Right.
And then they bring it here, which is usually does not work out.
Yes.
Because when it's funny somewhere else, it usually never translates.
Yeah.
Were you worried?
Yes. Oh my God. I remember auditioning because I was a big fan of the other one. And I thought, this will be a nice waste of time. Here we go. And you know, I mean, I think a lot of us were super surprised.
That's very unusual.
It is unusual. And I felt like in that show, I mean, it changed my life for many, many reasons. But I was always a working actor, but I still had a restaurant job. I was still waiting tables at K. Mantalini in Beverly Hills.
Stop it.
First season, I
By the way,
job.
I used to go in there all the time. That's probably how we met. Did probably. You while you were when you
yeah,
started the
first
office,
season?
You kept your job.
Yeah, I was covering my shifts during the week and working my Sunday brunch. Oh my God. And then like the producers would come in, the directors would come in, and then our EP came
They're like, we got to give her a raise.
Well, we only did, you know, the first season was only 6 episodes, and then we had a big waiting period. So it wasn't like...
And they probably had a 2-year hold on you or something.
Well, sort of. It was kind of a weird... It was no, things were definitely like... It made sense to hold another job in a way because it was just a brief...
Because I've been on sets, and I know you have too, with people who the second the pilot gets picked up, they're buying Porsches.
Oh my God, I know.
And you're are you out of your mind?
And people do that. And I feel like sometimes it's like, fake it till you make it. But also, you know, or like, do what you love, the money will come, which is if you have to pay your rent, you have to pay your
yeah. They're all good notions, but also pay yourself first, pay the rent, make sure you can eat.
That's right.
Important things.
Don't be an idiot. Don't be a douchebag.
Right. Totally. Yeah. Okay. So you were waiting tables at Kate Manley's.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was the? Did you have a defining moment where you said, "I got to put in my notice"?
No. The show got picked up for second season, and I was like, you know what? I think this is gonna. You know, I got to give us a chance.
Did you take some sourdough with you?
It's on my behind.
By the way, best bread.
I know, the best. That Pioneer bread. Oh, my God.
What was it like playing that role? Because you got to do what everyone... I mean, to me, that was like the best role ever. You get to be this drunk, like crazy, half naked. But it's like you have a license to do anything.
Yeah, I kind of describe it like I get to come in and take a dump and everybody else has to clean it up. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That's a terrible thing.
And everyone laughs.
Yeah, it was such a gift because in a way, my part was almost like a recurring character, but I just happened to be there every day. But that's kind of how life is, where some people, you see them every day, you work with them, but you don't necessarily have any conversations with them. And then suddenly, you know, it's like they pull some crap and you're like, what the hell?
Like, where'd she come from?
Yeah, go back to your cubicle, honey. You know, so I love the way that it was kind of this structure, and I felt like, you know, I was nervous because most actors at first, like, they count lines and like how much I talk.
Oh yeah. By the way, for people that are just listening, what happens is when you're on a series and you have your table read, because you read the new script every week and you all sit around a table. We've talked about this before. And you get to think, most people, when they get the script, they don't read the script. They flip through it looking for their name. It's like, bullshit, Heather, right? Exactly. And when you're in it a lot, you're like, this week's episode is hilarious. And if you're barely in it, you're like, it's weak. There need some rewrites.
Well, I did not have the luxury of doing that because there were some weeks that I didn't talk at all.
Right.
And they write something for me between the table read and the shoot. So I'm like, oh, this is my storyline. Okay. Or I just had a little aside. And I just had to trust that, you know, through some therapy and also just like understanding that, you know, luckily I wasn't 20 and having a heart attack every time I saw the script. You know, it's like you have a little perspective and go, okay. And I actually loved the way it was unfolded. And I felt like it was always worth the wait.
Yeah.
When I spoke, it was always worth the wait. It was like, it was better. It was like the whole less is more kind of a thing.
Well, you know, and people don't realize it's a lot of pressure to be the lead of a show.
Yes,
it's all on you. And if it doesn't do well, it's on you.
That's right.
I like those. I had to wait till I was a little older to be able to play the more character-y kind of people. But I love that.
Yeah, it's way more fun and there's way less pressure. And, you know, I mean, the best thing about The Office, too, is that I had a desk. I had a place to sit. I had the most comfortable wardrobe.
Right.
Not the most flattering. But I literally would have like a one-size-fits-all denim skirt with an elastic waist. It was insane. It was completely insane. And our computers worked. Sometimes when you're on a set, it's sort of like, where do I stand? Especially if it's a big cast.
Right.
It's a weird thing. Like, if there's no place to sit, you kind of feel like you're – it's just weird. So it was so great to have a place to go.
And you had your cubby.
Yeah. It was fantastic. I mean, really, it was the dream. I mean, I will compare every other job in my life to this, but I know nothing will compare to it.
Nine seasons, right?
Yeah.
Nine seasons.
And I met my boyfriend on the show. So crazy. He's an NBC photographer. Crazy.
So in the business, but not in the business.
Exactly.
That's the perfect.
In the business, but not an actor.
Right.
Like knows everybody, shoots everybody.
Right.
Shoots every, you know.
Which is good because then they understand your world.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh,
you're not like competing.
No. And he understands it better than I do. You know, it's crazy. But he used to shoot all the must-see TV. I mean, he's been there for so long. So he's been there for, you know, like 30 years. So he used to shoot Will and Grace and, you know, Seinfeld, The Golden Girls, everything. You know, it's crazy. It's awesome. So I feel like, in a way, he's the perfect, you know, because I was more of a theater person and comedy in Second City and doing sketch and all that kind of stuff and doing my comedy act. So the TV world, just being a guest star, you don't always understand the dynamics.
Wait, didn't you do the real life? Did you create the real life Brady
Bunch? I did
not
create it, no.
But
no,
you were
I
in,
was
it.
In it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That
was Jill Soloway from Transparent. Yeah. Jill Soloway created it.
Oh, Shaders okay, right. Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, it was fun. Oh my God, it was a blast.
Okay, so you do this show for 9 years. What did you think when you heard, this is it, we're calling it, this is the last season?
I would have done it 9 more years. I didn't have the pressures of the show on my shoulders. So of course I would continue to do it, right. But I had a great time and I loved everybody. So but I also feel like there's always that point of graduation, you know, where it's not really an end. It's a graduation. It's like, it's time. We did our time and it was fantastic. And sometimes if you stay too long, you start to smell, you know,
that's what just recently happened to me. But it's still, when you leave a show, whether you're leaving or it gets canceled, yes, whatever it is, it's still, it's a very odd transition.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's definitely like a grieving period. I was just talking to a producer at Cartoon Network about this week. It's like, there's a weird, I was like, just be ready for some feelings and to understand that like it's as big as, it's as emotional as you make it, but there is a reality. I mean, there's definitely like a mourning period.
Yeah.
You don't need to, you know, be too upset about it. But at this, I mean, it is a champagne problem, but it's weird because.
Which are good problems to
absolutely,
have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm not, you know, I mean, believe me, there's been, you know, bigger situations in my, and most people's lives, but I feel like there is a process of kind of figuring out who you are without this thing. And like,
yeah,
is that it? Am I a one trick pony? You know, and I am a one trick pony, but I'm showing up everywhere.
By the
baby.
Way, I don't believe that at all. So were you worried about, because I think the one thing that people who are on, I never had a show that was that successful, by the way, that I think my longest show was like 2.5 seasons, but so I don't know this problem, but when you're on a show for this long, do you worry that you're going to be so closely identified with this character that no one's going to see you as anything else?
A little bit. I mean, I certainly I'm still offered to play a drunk, but you know what? My dad owned a bar. I'm fine with it. It's genetic. You know what I mean? But I do think that there is if you get a chance to kind of break out of that, but I think that that's part of why I'm doing, you know, so much live shows, because I have control. I have control over what I do in that. You don't always have control over other things, the way they get edited or, you know, whatever. So I feel like in that respect, I've had an opportunity to kind of reinvent myself, even as myself, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So do you feel free, like you can just choose the things that you just make you happy now?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like not that, you know, I mean, nobody's chasing me down the street. Let's be clear about that. You know, I'm just saying, you know, but I do know what you're saying. But I do, yeah, I don't feel like I have to just go, okay, this is really
shitty.
By the way,
they don't chase anyone down the street.
Yeah,
we're all hustling. You know, everyone's always hustling. Come on, that's how you get the work. And it's funny, because that's what Jane, when I met her at that interview, that's what she was saying. She was like, even I'm always, what am I doing next? Where am I going? And creating her own content. That's what I like about what you're doing, is you're creating your own narrative. You're creating your own content.
Right. It's just full of a lot of drunken story. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, I want to hear more about that. But first, I got to tell you about Madison Reed. You know, some people laugh that their most important relationship is with their colorist. All right. Well, look, I don't know about that. I only recently started coloring my hair, but I don't have time. I don't have time to go to the salon and sit there for 4 hours. And I know you don't either. That's why Madison Reed founded on their belief in beautiful, healthy looking hair. It is an at-home salon quality hair color with an authentic personal touch. They are so passionate about you loving your color. They support you every step of the way. Totally serious handholding. And Madison Reed is the first ever hair color free of ammonia, parabens, PPD, phthalates, gluten, all of that stuff. Plus, they add hair-loving nutrients like keratin, argan oil, and ginseng root extract to protect and pamper your hair. It's super easy. Go to madison-reed.com and take their color quiz, answer a few questions about your hair type, and they will send you your ideal color match. Easy peasy. They will ship your color to your home complete with goof-proof, step-by-step instructions, and you can call them, text them, email them. They're not going to bug you. I promise. They're going to love it. And everyone that I know that has tried this absolutely swears by it. So if you're looking for a fresh take on at-home hair color, you got this. Madison Reed brings the prestige pampered salon experience to the time-saving, money-saving convenience of your home. And don't forget, use your promo code Heather. Find your perfect shade at madisonreed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use promo code Heather. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed. What's next for you? What do you want to do? What do you want? You've done everything. What do you want to do that you haven't done?
Well, I don't know. I think writing, not necessarily for myself, but writing is kind of, you know, when I say is like not writing for stage, but like either writing a book or, I have a script idea, but I also hate that idea of like, there's an actor that decides to write. I feel like I'm so aware of the ick factor.
Right.
So
but when you're talented, like you are, that's okay.
Right, but when you have self-esteem issues, it's not so easy.
Man, I'm just saying. But isn't that terrible? But you know, we talk about all, that kind of thing all the time, because here you are, you're beautiful, you're talented, you're incredibly successful, and by the way, we all feel the same way. We all have these self-esteem issues. It's right. Terrible, but we shouldn't have them. That's why we got to lift each other up.
I know, absolutely. But you know, I think it's one of those things where, you know, if you could talk to yourself, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, what would you say? And mm-hmm. you know, I still feel like part of what makes me tick is that I kind of feel like that's kind of the way my energy runs, is that I got to figure out what's next and not get too comfortable. But at the same time, like, when I was in The Office, there was definitely a comfort level. There was a bubble. There was a schedule. You knew what you could say no to. You knew what was crazy that would mm-hmm. take too much. I mean, you know, you knew things that would take you out of the flow of what right. I was doing. So it's such a gift to be in that situation, but it's up to me as an adult woman who just happens to be in showbiz to kind of figure out my the artist part of me and the business part of me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if some of them can meet and I can make some money doing my art, fantastic. But if that's not in the cards, it doesn't mean I'm not going to still be an artist.
Right.
You know,
well, now your parents are not in the entertainment industry.
No. My dad owned a bar in Philadelphia and my mom had 7 kids.
So you're one of 7 kids and you're a twin,
yes.
right?
Yes.
I have
yes.
twins.
Oh, you don't?
I have 4 kids. The first 2 are twins.
Oh my gosh.
They're all very scientifically engineered.
Wow.
Well, 3 of them are. The last one was natural. That's a whole other conversation. But so where were the 2 of you in the 7?
We were at the end. So I'm
you're 6
the
and you're 7?
I'm 7. My sister's 3 minutes younger than me.
3 minutes
older than me. Older. I'm younger. 3 minutes. Yeah.
3 minutes. Listen, my twins are 1 minute apart and it is a constant.
Right? It's
so,
a deal.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
It's a
the
deal.
Boy is a minute older and thank God, cuz she would lord it over him for the rest of his life. But were you guys close?
We were, you know, I felt like we were kind of hard on each other. And then I feel like maybe like 15 years ago, we made a pact and we stopped doing that, which is great. We graduated to another relationship.
What does she do?
She's a social worker.
So it's like an actor.
So I'm evil. Yes, yes. Yeah, right.
What does your family think?
You know, I mean, they're very proud. And in some ways, I feel like my mom was like... she was like, why don't you talk more? You should have better clothes. You know, she was.
Oh, on the show?
Yes.
I know.
So sometimes I would not take the call until I actually saw the episode, because sometimes they would call me from Philly right after. I'm like, no, I can't.
I don't want to know.
Yeah,
do you watch
sure.
yourself?
Sometimes. I did on The Office. I don't so much anymore, which is probably bad. I probably should.
I hate watching myself.
Yeah, I do too. It's like,
I hate it because I feel like then I'm looking with my hand. Why do I hold my hand that way? What?
Totally.
Does anyone notice that my stomach is like, I got a muffin top on that side? But when you're on, because I've been on this reality show, and when you're on a reality show, you have to watch. This is the rub. Lisa Rinna and I always talk about this. You have to watch it because you have to write a blog.
Oh,
it's
God.
So mean, and then you have to hear what everyone's saying about you. So you have to watch the
no.
show. Oh, yes,
brutal.
And it's not TV lighting, my friend.
Oh God, right?
Yeah,
oh, dear
no,
God. Yes,
mm-mm.
Oh,
it's
no.
just not. That's why when you show up for like a lunch with one of the other girls, when I get there, I always look to see like where the lighting is
totally,
and
totally where to sit.
Where to
That's
sit.
Hilarious.
That's how you have to base your seat.
Well, you know, I did not get a lot of makeup on The Office. My boyfriend tells me I look better taking out the trash than I did on the show. But I think it's better to look good in real life.
Yes.
It's better to look better in real life because it's so, I mean, who wants to disappoint everybody, including yourself, every time you look in the mirror?
Like, that's why I don't put filters on my Instagram. I'm like, this is what I look like.
You're
I don't want people to see me and
you're
go,
you're a genius.
Ooh, not good.
See, but you got the chutzpah to do it because most women have the vanity insanity. You know?
Well, you know, I'm married to a plastic surgeon, so everyone thinks I've had everything done. So. The heck?
That's hilarious.
It's good though, because someday when I do have everything done, they'll be right.
This is true.
Who cares? Whatever.
I hope he's not, you know, judging you too harshly. On a
now, when I first met him, I'm like, you know, this isn't going to work out. I don't know if you could see me naked. This is all real. But it worked out.
That's awesome. How long have you guys been married?
We've been, we're together 20 years, married, I think 18
nice.
In June. Yeah.
And how old are your kids?
And we have separate places.
You do?
No. But see, I built a house big enough, so it's like we have
that's
separate
good. Places. That's good. That's really good. No, but I think it's harder when you have kids. You have to, yeah, you have to live together. It's harder. I mean, it doesn't make
yeah.
sense.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah. to me, it's funny because I have a friend that used to say, I don't believe in marriage, but I believe in jewelry. She actually ended up getting married. But I feel like, you know, if you're in a relationship with someone, you can have a great relationship, but why, what are the reasons you get married? You get married,
right?
You get married because either financially it's better because you can get tax write-off.
Sure.
Or you want to have kids and you feel like in your mind that that is important for them.
Right.
That's what
right.
I think.
No, totally. Or you have something in your head that you, it's like a giant itch that you cannot not scratch. Because I do feel like some women, they don't, I don't even think they think about it. It's just something that they have to do.
Also, don't you think it's like your upbringing? Like, you,
yes. there,
I mean, I don't you know people that you grew up with that they were 50 when they were 8?
Yes. Yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about? They were, you just already saw them.
Right.
Have you ever trolled any of your like old high school or college people on Facebook?
A little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
We look good.
We do look good.
What happened to them?
It's like, you know, it's that, it's the, you know,
you think it's like the different parts of the country or we're just actors so we take care of each?
I think LA in general is self-conscious central. I feel like people, you know, I mean, my boyfriend has an app for calories on his phone. Nobody in Pennsylvania has an app on their phone for calories. It's not happening. And, you know, I don't think they have enough mirrors in their house either.
Oh,
seriously?
Yeah, well, that's kind of funny. But I always feel like when I see someone walking around with it, and it's bad, I always think I would love to have their mirror. You know
they're
what
not
I mean?
Looking.
Like, no,
it's
I
only
think
the rearview mirror in the car that they're
I think
looking
that
I
they look
you.
In the mirror and they go, "I am ready to roll."
No.
I want that. It's got to be like one of those clown mirrors where everything's like distorted good or something. I want that mirror.
That's available to you. Should
that's,
you decide?
I,
you
by the
get
way,
that,
I feel it's, like
you can make it happen. You just need a good contractor or something.
Yeah, really? All right. So you're doing this cartoon.
Yes, that I can't talk about yet because it's not come out. But I am recurring on Steven Universe, which is on Cartoon Network.
Oh, that's
really
cool.
Fun. It's a great show.
Yeah.
Just got a GLAAD award. They're great. They're the best.
Isn't that fun? Yeah. You know what's amazing to me now is that, well, two things. First of all, that you can't get a hit show anymore because there's 7,000 channels. But it doesn't matter because you can work because there's 7,000 channels.
Right. Right.
So it's kind
true.
Of like a...
It's a weird, yeah.
What do you think about that?
I mean, I see the pros and cons, you know. I mean, I think it's harder if you're trying to make a mark and, you know, I don't know. I'm less and less encouraging to young talent. You know what I mean? It's because it's really hard. It's you know.
So what would you say to people that want to be in this business? Run.
Yeah, well, no. just be ready for... It's not what you think it's going to be. You're not going to cross a line and suddenly your life is going to be taken care of. You're always going to have to attend to your own stuff. And the people that are your reps, you know, you're going to have to be on them and make sure that they have your best interest and you have the same goals. And, you know, I mean, nothing you haven't heard, you know, or said to somebody. I'm
I feel
sure,
like
Heather.
You need a game show.
Really?
No, you'd be so funny.
That's so funny.
Don't you think?
I've done a number of game shows. I was on Craig Ferguson. I've done 19 episodes.
Oh, I love
of
him.
Celebrity
yeah.
Name Game. I've done Hollywood Game Night a couple times, three times. Yeah. And then,
look at me.
Yeah.
I'm planning your next step.
Please,
you need to host
yes.
a game
okay.
show.
That's, right.
Get Jane on that.
All right.
Hey. All right, tell everyone where you are going to be performing.
February 25th, I will be at the El Rey opening for Richard Cheese, The Lampshades.
By the way, it's so funny. You can go Google it. It's hilarious.
Yeah, you can go to thelampshades.com. We'll be at Flappers on February 9th. Jane and I are doing a local date in LA, I think March or April, but we don't have the date set. It'll be at Largo. But go to janelynchofficial.com.
What's your website if they want to?
Well, thelampshades.com is my only website.
Okay.
Or else you can just follow me on Twitter at Kate Flannery. And yes, I do have a Meredith icon, but my boob is blurred out, so don't worry if the kids are around. And I'm so shy. And then I'm on Instagram. I'm at the real Kate Flannery.
I love it.
Yeah,
thank you
so much. Did
oh
I say
my
anything?
God,
did this go by? This was so fast. Thank you.
No,
oh my God,
thank you
wonderful.
For being here. You're fat. Will you come back?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Hopefully, I'll have much more to talk about next time. A few things I can't talk about.
Yeah. Obvious. Once everything gets greenlit and when you have the game show, will you come back?
I absolutely. But don't necessarily wait for the game show.
Okay.
I may never see you again.
That was fun. I love her. Hey, we're all busy. You're busy. I'm busy. I got a to-do list that's huge. You've got a huge to-do list. What do you have to do today? Drop off the dry cleaning, pick up milk, get the kids, go to the drugstore. Here's an idea. Why don't we add save hundreds of dollars on car insurance to that list? And the good thing is you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket? It just may be the most rewarding to-do you do today.
Hi guys, it's Jack Manick from the Lady Gang. If you like mimosas and having a bunch of girl talk, why are you not listening to the Lady Gang? We are your one-stop shop for all your lady talk. New episodes are out every Tuesday on iTunes or podcastone.com.
Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little doggies on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Now back to Heather Dubrow's world.
All right, so what do we have for Dear Heather?
Okay, so here's a question from Cynthia in New Jersey. Hi, Heather and Natalie. Heather, you have such incredible style, and I love watching episodes of Heather's Closet. I have a similar issue to you. Ugh, bunions. The word makes me cringe. I'm obsessing over a pair of the Valentino rock studs and have tried them on, and they are actually so comfortable, just like you mentioned in one of your episodes. However, since I'm a teacher, they are not really in my budget. Can you recommend some stylish, budget-friendly, bunion-approved shoes? Thanks so much.
Yeah, it's a good question. I'm not sure I have the exact answer for that, but here are my tips for going to buy those shoes. First of all, you have to go try them on. You need to look for something wide. They make knockoffs of everything. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big proponent of knockoffs, but in this case, especially when it's a comfort issue, why not? Mm-hmm. I mean, I would go to stores that, you know, you can afford. Although, you know, you never know. Sometimes those things go on super Uber sale. You can find them at resale boutiques. If you go online to resale boutiques, you can get them much, much cheaper. But I also don't think rock studs are probably what you want to wear to school anyway. I mean, I also like Saint Laurent's because those are nice and wide in the front. What you really need to do is just go start trying on shoes. Go to Nordstrom. They have a good return policy, as we know. Not as good as it used to be, but they have a good return policy. But I would go into Nordstrom or any, I would say any department store, not necessarily like a Marshalls or a Nordstrom Rack, where the people working there might not be so familiar with the different shoe widths. But if you go into a place like Nordstrom or Macy's, where you have professional shoe salespeople, they'll be able to tell you which shoes are wider and better for your foot and it'll be more comfortable. There's also that designer. What is her name? Is it Taryn Rose? She's a podiatrist who made a line of shoes that are, I've never tried them on, but they're supposed to be very, very comfortable. So you might want to look into those. But that's what I would do. I would go to a reputable department store and go find an experienced salesperson and ask them what would fit in your budget and going to fit your feet.
Here's another question from Jenna Cho. It says, hi, I am soon to be 48 years old and noticing little hairs on my face. I do wax my lip and brow areas routinely, but I was wondering if you recommend dermaplaning on the face. I'm an avid listener to your podcast. Thank you.
Absolutely love dermaplaning. So if you don't know what dermaplaning is, I mean, basically it's like shaving your face, but they take a little scalpel and they scrape your face, and basically they're scraping away the little peach fuzz, but they're really scraping away the dead layers of skin. It's like a really intense exfoliation that also gets rid of the peach fuzz. Now, look, why do men age better than women? Because they shave their faces every day. And that is a deep exfoliation. For us, I always recommend using a scrub. Our Consult Beauty is amazing. We have this product called the Expose that I mix with our caviar cleanser. And I use it every morning to get that same effect. But to get that deep exfoliation and to get rid of the peach fuzz, dermaplaning is amazing. Just make sure you go to a licensed esthetician and ask them how many they've done, because it still is a blade. And even in the most experienced hands, sometimes you could get a little cut. So you really want to go to someone who knows what they're doing.
Okay. Our last question. Do you remember in Minneapolis when you did the book signing?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a group of guys that we ended up running into at the airport. His name is Braxton.
Oh, yeah. He lives in Chicago.
Yep.
Yes. Hi, Braxton.
Okay. So he wrote in and said, "Dear Heather, I need help. Last October, I recently became engaged to the man of my dreams. He proposed to me exactly 1 year after our first date. About 3 weeks ago, he ended our relationship, and my heart is completely broken. I think he was in love with the idea of meeting someone and settling down, and now that it's happening, he feels differently. We have to live together 3 more months till our lease is up. How do I move on when my feelings haven't changed? Thank you, Braxton from Chicago."
Oh, honey, that's so hard. I'm so sorry. I know you're not going to believe this right now, but he's doing you a favor, because think about this. Had you gotten married and gone on with your lives, and then this had happened, and then he said, "Oh, you know what? This isn't for me, or you're not for me." Mm-hmm. Then you would have had to gone through a divorce and all this other stuff. Now, I know that doesn't make it easier, but what he's done for you is, before the ring is on and before you are embroiled in a legal marriage with this man, he's letting you free.
Yeah.
There's so many people you hear about that are about to get married and they just go through with it because they've planned it and it's there and it's easier and, oh, things will get better.
Right.
And they don't. And then they're miserable and that goes on for years. And if that happened, maybe you'd be missing the actual person that you should be with.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so hard. I'm so sorry, Braxton. The only thing to say is that time is going to help. Mm-hmm. Be strong. Rely on your friends. Rely on your family. And just know in your heart that this will pass. And when you do find that person, and you will, you're going to look back and you're going to say, "Well, that sucked, but thank goodness, or else I wouldn't have found this."
Love that. Yeah.
Hey, everyone, thank you so much for listening. We so appreciate all of your support. You can also check out my YouTube channel, Heather's Closet, on YouTube. There's a direct link if you go to my Instagram at Heather Dubrow. Terry and I have some fun Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig segments coming up on E! News soon. I'll let you know when that's going to be. We're going to be at Evine March 9th, 10th, and 11th with some cool products and different kits and great savings for you. So you'll look out for that. And Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig right here at Podcast One every Tuesday. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com.
The Forbes interview just hit, featuring the king of podcasting, Adam Carolla. And we just launched the Forbes Under 30 podcast, where we talk to young entrepreneurs, hosted by me, Steve Goldblum.
It's interesting because when you're a creator, that never leaves you. You always have this urge to want to create.
That's Martellus Bennett, the Super Bowl-bound tight end of the New England Patriots, our first guest. Tune in and hear more about all his creative endeavors. Subscribe to Forbes Under 30 on iTunes now, and be sure to give it a rating and a review.